So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Amapelas Chaticha. For a woman miscarries and delivers a shapeless object, there is a machlekes. The Rabbanan say it depends. Im yeshim madam tameya, from lav tahira. If there's blood with it, she's tameya as anida. But if there's no blood with it, she's tahira. Because as Rashi explains, the lav ledehi, the ledeha vibaledam nami tameya. This object is not considered a fetus, and delivery is therefore not considered a birth. If it was considered a birth, she would be tameya tumas ledeha even if it was not accompanied by any blood. Therefore, if there's no blood, she's tahira. And if there is blood with it, she's tameya as anida, but not as tumas ledeha. This is the opinion of the Rabbanan. However, Behuda Omer, Benkach, Benkach, Temeya. She's Temeya regardless of whether there was blood with it. At first, the Gemara suggests two interpretations of the Machlekes. Shmuel explains, Loitim Rebbe Behuda ala Bechaticha shal Arboaz min Adam, Alva Shashar min Adam, Taira. As Rashi and Taisa explain, the Ksav Rebbe Behuda, he guf Adam nidesu, the Nikrash Venasa Chaticha, Hilkach Temeya Nida, Ava Vlad Lehava. Behuda ruled that she is Temeya even if there's no additional Dam with it, only if the piece is one of the four colors of Tamei blood, because he considers the piece to be concealed blood. However, if it's any other color, she's tahira because Rebbe Yehuda agrees that it's not considered a fetus. Rabbanan sabri mekar megadal chaticha v'lo dam nidasu. While the Rabbanan hold that this object is not considered dam, but a piece of flesh. Therefore, if there's no other blood, she's tahira. B'yechon explains, shal arbas min adamim devriya kol tameya. Shal shar min adamim devriya kol tahira. If this object is one of those four colors, everyone agrees that she is tameya nida because all agree that this is dam nidas. And if it's a different color, everyone agrees that she is tahira because this is not dam nidas nor leda. Rather, loy nechluke elisha pila ve'inidas ma'apila. Machlekes is where she does not know the color of the object she had delivered. It got lost right away. Most such pieces are of these four colors, so she's assumed to be tamei nida. We do not assume that most pieces are of these colors. Therefore, she's tahira. However, the Gemara refutes both explanations from a brice which clearly disagrees with the understanding of both Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan. Therefore, Rav Nachman Yitzchok suggests a third interpretation of the Machlekes. Be'ef shel psichas hakevah b'lei dam kamiflagi. The Rabbanan say, Mieshim adam, temeya, v'mlav tahira. She's tahira if there was no dam, because it's possible for the uterus to open without discharging any dam. But Rabbi Yehuda says, Benkech benkech temeya, she's temeya even if we did not observe any dam, because whenever the uterus opens, some blood is discharged. The Gemara cites several additional opinions regarding such cases. A braisa rules hamapelas chaticha sumchas emer mishum remeir v'chein harbshim benasi emer kedvarav kaira em yesh dam b'teicha tmeya v'mlav tayra. If a woman delivers a shapeless object, we tear it open, and if it contains blood, she is tamed. If not, she is tar. And the Gemara comments kerabanan the amri efshel psichas akever b'leidam. Remeir agrees with the Rabbanan that it's possible for the uterus to open without discharging any blood. However, adifa min Rabbanan the inu savri ima in b'teicha loy. The Brice is stricter than the Rabban, because Rabban only said that she's Tamei if it is accompanied by blood, while Sumchas holds that she's also Tamei if there's blood inside this piece. Another Brice rules, we tear it open, and if the inside is red, she's Tamei, otherwise she's Tamei. And the Gemara comments, this Brice is even stricter than Sumchas, because Sumchas rules that she's Tamei only if there is actual blood inside. Well, the Braisa rules that she's Tamei even if there is no blood, but the inside is red. A third Braisa rules, Hamapelas Chaticha, Rabbi Yaman Oimer Kaira, Mieshpo Etzim, Ima Tamei Leida. If a woman delivers a shapeless object, we tear it open, and if we find a bone inside, it's considered a fetus, and the mother has Tumas Leida, the Tumas associated with childbirth. And the Gemara adds, Uvachaticha Levana. This is only if the piece is white, which resembles flesh. Rabbi Yechanan ruled, Hamapelas Chaticha Kaira, Mieshpo Dam Ogur Tamei, Vamlav Tahira. If a woman delivers a shapeless object, we tear it open, and if there is blood collected inside it, she's tamei. Otherwise, she's tahira. And the Gemara comments, "Kesumchas v'kilu makulu." This brisa agrees with sumchas that blood found inside it renders her tamei, but it's more lenient than all the previous opinions because she's only tamei if there's a large amount of blood inside. The Gemara proceeds to teach two halachas that are derived from the following pasuk: "Beisha kisiya zava dam yezayva bibsara shivas yam tia benedasa," and since name a krab b'basar, my bivsara shmamin otarti. Since the pasuk could have used the term bivasar in flesh, the extra letter hey teaches us two halachas. Shemetamam b'fnei b'kibavachotz, a woman becomes tummy as the blood exits the uterus, even when it's still bivsara, it did not exit her body. Haroya dam b'shveifer is tahira. If a woman inserted a hollow tube inside her and discharged blood into the tube, she's not considered a nida. Because bivsara amrachmana b'loy b'shveifer is. The pasuk refers to blood found in her flesh, excluding a tube. I think more differentiates between this case of dam b'shveferes and the earlier brayes of dam b'chaticha. Hasam darkesh alishalir is dam b'chaticha. Hacha in darker shalisha liris dam b'shveferes. In dam b'chaticha, she is temei mishum nida because it's natural divine blood in the piece of flesh. Therefore, it's considered as if the blood is b'fsara. However, in dam b'shveferes, she is tahayr mishum nida because it's not natural to have the blood flow into a tube, and it's not considered b'fsara. The Gemara cites a related brayse in which there is the following machlokes. Hamapelis chaticha, ava pishu malei adam, em yeshim adam temei, vim laf tahayr. Even if the piece is filled with blood, she's not temei unless it was accompanied by other blood. Because Rabbi Eliezer expounds the term bivsara to exclude blood found in an embryo or in a piece of flesh. However, the blood found inside is not damnida, and so she is tahara. The Gemara asks, Tanakam anami to hayri matar. The Tanakam, who is Rabbi Eliezer, also ruled that she is tahara. What is the machlekes? The Gemara suggests three interpretations of the machlekes. Tanakama savor imenim adam tahir because bivsara v'le b'shafar v'le b'chaticha v'hadin l'shveferes. She's tahir because the pasuk excludes blood found in the embryo or in the piece of flesh, and the same applies to blood found in the tube. Rabban savri ein ze dam nida el dam chaticha hadam nida v'adei tamei afil b'shveferes. She's tahir because this blood is not dam nida, which implies that if it was certainly dam nida, she would be tmeya even if it's in the tube. Ki pligi b'chaticha. They're arguing regarding the blood found in the piece. Tanakama savar darker shall ishalir is dam b'chaticha. She's tahara because the dam inside the chaticha did not touch b'sara. But it's normal to discharge blood within such a shapeless object. Therefore, if the piece had cracks and the dam inside did touch the inside of her body, it is considered b'sara and she's tameya. Rabban savri in darker shall ishalir is dam b'chaticha. She's tahara because it's not normal to discharge blood within such a shapeless object. Therefore, even if the piece had cracks and the dam inside did touch the inside of her body, it's not considered b'sara and she's tahara. Even though the woman is not an Ida, the blood itself is Tameh, because it came through the uterus. If it's not Damnida, it's Tar, even if it came through the uterus.